Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hour 4 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. I got 60 seconds on soccer here coming up for you in about 20 minutes as we kick off the expressway. Maybe the most significant professional soccer announcement in the USA in 30 years, maybe since the MLS was first announced, or maybe it's just a couple of years since Messi came to town. Not quite sure. Decide for yourself, but we'll have the details on that for you coming up in less than 20. Here's the Chief with some football's finest.
That's a hell of a tease. All right, we got a big football weekend ahead of us. Let's get into it right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
All right, the NFL owners. How about this one, man? The NFL owners filing a grievance against the NFL Players Association.
Woody Johnson, huh?
Yeah, it was led by Woody Johnson with the Jets. They're trying to stop the annual report cards. We love those in the springtime. Usually we're in Surprise, Arizona. We get the NFL report cards where they grade every organization through the players. The players get to grade the organization on a handful of different categories. And yes, Jets owner Woody Johnson called them totally bogus after he and the Jets received an F grade from their players last year. So this is just another example of the NFL not wanting to have any accountability. I would have to imagine plenty of teams have been sort of forced into some sort of facility upgrades, sure, and personnel upgrades from like training staff and things like that, food quality, all of it. When it comes just because of these report cards, because they get put out there. So the NFL is trying to go ahead and make sure that never happens again. It's just.
Man, if I was the NFL PA today, I'm sending a message back to whoever sent it saying, kindly go bleep yourselves.
Okay.
We will be open-minded to this as a point of negotiation, but we're definitely not going to be bullied into exercising our freedom of speech about our work environment, especially in a league where owners like Woody Johnson himself have attacked players as he did with Justin Fields 3 weeks ago. You know, I don't want any negativity coming out from the organization about any of the details in a personal life. It's a no comment from you. And if you have any public negotiating to do for contracts, that's going to be a finable offense if you besmirch any of the workers in our union in any way. And then maybe we'll consider, you know, removing this, which is basically our one way of communicating with the public through an anonymous survey of their job satisfaction.
And just selfishly, I love to have the content in the middle of the off season.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Fantastic.
I mean, you can crank out a handful of segments based on that situation.
I will say this, though. There are guys and gals talking to people around the league and these teams. They really are hurt by it, though. I mean, they're hurt in a way of, like, they want to do.
It's an indictment on their character.
Yeah, they feel like that, listen, we can't help it because we have this or we lack that. You know, they
yeah, and that's when it's that, like you need your owners to step up and make this all possible.
I know, and you're right. I mean, there's nothing these folks can do unless the facilities are improved or maybe there's more help or. But man, it really does it affect. And they're not saying that, you know, they're like saying, hey, we're kind of getting a bad rap here because we don't have this or we don't have that. It's not that we're not trying to do better with what we have. I've talked to a lot of people around the league. I know a lot of these trainers. I know a lot of these trainers around the league and places I've been, you know, and a lot of these guys and gals, when you talk to them, they're like, hey, if we had more, sure, we could do things. And you're thinking of like, of billions of dollars for these franchises that maybe you could do more. But deep down, there are people like, hey, here's our grade. And, you know, they feel bad about it. They don't want to be known as an organization or they don't want to be known as a training staff that gets a D or an F or something like that. These guys and gals are all professionals. They want to, you know, they want to do what's right by their players for sure.
Yeah, and I get that. You know, I just think that in a league where management and ownership has talked negatively about the character of its players
there's
got to be like a point of negotiation here. And yeah. I get it. But if you're in one of those organizations, you're getting hundreds of millions of dollars. $200 million is the minimum these NFL teams are making cash.
Sure.
Take $20 million and invest in the offseason if you care, you know, that much.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right about that. I was just speaking on the fact that people see this and they don't feel like they're doing F work or D work. Now, if you want to say the facilities suck and all that, that's one thing. But, you know, when you start to like talk about the people involved, that's where a lot of these folks get hurt. And, you know, it's nothing that they, you know, they're kind of at the mercy of their organizations. You know, their organizations willing to upgrade and to spend like you're talking about.
Hey, accountability is good for everybody.
Yeah.
Don't tell that to the owners. All right, we do have some injury reports. It looks like Brock Purdy will return as the Niners starting quarterback Sunday versus the Cardinals. Kyle Shanahan has announced that. You have Lamar Jackson, full participant in practice today, so that's a good sign for him to keep it moving. And then you also have DeMarvion Overshown, the Dallas Cowboys, full participant in practice. So we're going to get the Overshown experience on Monday night in Vegas. You did have Ashton Jeanty, your guy brought us. He, when talking about this Cowboys defense, he was kind of like holding back laughter when he says there's definitely places we can attack them.
Sure there is.
I'm clipping that.
Yeah.
That's bulletin board material.
He's not lying, though.
No, he's not. He's being totally honest.
We've watched 9 weeks of football and defensive football, and they're going to make some massive changes in this game this week and hope it works. You know, they're going to go into this game, and they're going to play with guys they've traded for and guys coming off injury and all that, and hell, it might not be good enough. You know, there's a lot of brokenness to this defense.
Could you see them still being broken here for the next month as they get all this thing sorted and then finish strong?
Oh, if they're broken, they're broken.
Really?
I mean, what you're trying to do right now is you're trying to win this game, and you're trying to do it and find out the way. Like, okay, how does Wilson fit? How does Quinnen Williams fit? How does Revell or Overshown or whoever's going to play in this game? How's Carson going to fit? You got to figure it out because the next 3 weeks, hopefully you find a way to go win this game. Now, Dallas could play awful. They've played awful against some awful teams, you know, and lost some games. I mean, there's no guarantee this is going to be, roll your hat out there and everything's going to be cool game. Probably going to be a struggle game. But they could be bad. They could absolutely be just like they've been the last 9 weeks on defense. And you know, it not work out.
Should be getting more splash plays, though, like having Overshown in there, Quinnen Williams, those guys just being disruptors.
You hope.
You have an adult at linebacker now with Logan Wilson. Things should get moving in the right direction, especially when you consider this Raiders offense. I know you had the stat earlier, Dawson, haven't scored 30 points in 29 games. That's the longest active streak in the NFL. Yeah. I know Hagee was mentioning that earlier today in the KNC Masterpiece, and they'll be at Taco Bueno in Bedford tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Four games the Raiders have been held under 10 points this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Cowboys only have one spot now, maybe not even a single spot on the defense that's totally broken. Like when you were having to play Zion Childress and Triquez Bridges, that was rock bottom. But now Kalen Carson has a good game to build on. Kyir Elam is maybe just a little bit below average as a corner, an absolute bust of a first-round pick, but decent. Jerron Bland's not going to play that bad the rest of the season. Your safeties, your linebackers, like there's no reason this defense should be even close to as bad as what it was before the bye.
Yeah, got to get on the same page, no question about it. All right, now, Broadus, you mentioned this yesterday.
Yeah.
You said the words, Bill Belichick,
mm-hmm.
New York Giants.
Yes.
Wake up this morning and you'll see that Bill Belichick is close to being the favorite. It's still Mike McCarthy as the favorite to be the Giants' next head coach, but his odds shifted from plus 1600 to plus 750 since the market opened yesterday. And I don't know how much you respect that dude, Gary Myers, who...
Not much.
Okay, not much.
No, that's just me.
Sure. He's been around
that's
a long just, time,
yeah,
though.
That's me. Yeah, that's
yeah.
me. Yeah, he's been wrong a lot more than he's been right.
He says that Bill Belichick loves the Giants. He says, doubles down. Like, I mean, he loves the Giants.
Yeah.
He gets emotional and melancholy reminiscing about his Giants years. I think Belichick would do it in a second. And part of it, I think, is proving that he can win a Super Bowl without Tom Brady.
Hmm.
But I think you would really just need to know how much does Bill Belichick like and respect Jackson Dart. Right, like whoever takes that job, for the most part, is tying themselves to Jackson Dart, saying this is my quarterback. And so I don't know how Belichick feels about him, but at least according to Gary Myers, he feels pretty good about the Giants.
Yeah, I could totally be getting lied to by Mike Lombardi, who's one of my dear friends. Mike said the coach is 1,000% tied in to trying to get things right at North Carolina.
And he might not be lying. It might just be that this is something Belichick wouldn't tell anybody, you know, because if you're really thinking about moving, you don't want people talking, do you?
Well, I think that, no. I mean, and I think to me that that's one of the things. I don't think Mike would put all that out there Mike just wouldn't answer me. Mike would just, he would say, no. I mean, he just would leave me on read. Hmm. You know, he wouldn't, like, hey, Red. Is Coach Red, you know, is Coach, you know, I asked him the question, is Coach going? His coach looking at this Giants job. He texts me back. He says he's absolutely 1,000% committed to North Carolina. I could be getting lied to.
Would it strike any fear into us at all if Belichick becomes the Giants head coach?
More fear of him than
McCarthy.
McCarthy.
Yeah, no question.
Sure.
And Joe Shane. Yeah. You know, I think what he would do is significantly raise what they'd be capable of. Now, the floor is not much higher, but this Giants team has been a disaster. So you're getting better coaching. I think the toughest thing with Belichick right now, though, is how much control is he going to let you have?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wants to do things his own way, and I don't think it's gone well. It's been a massive embarrassment. Now you had the girlfriend thing on top of it. I could see him wanting to leave North Carolina, especially if the money coming from the Giants is right and you're willing to give him, like, full autonomy to try to rebuild everything to do with the Giants organization. I just don't know if that's good anymore. So I hate to give you a non-answer on that, Chief, but I don't know what the state of Belichick and trusting others in the organization is.
Okay, what you get one game for the weekend. You get to pick one game on Sunday with the Cowboys playing on Monday night. You can get Bucks-Bills, all right? You can get Seahawks-Rams. You could get Chiefs-Broncos, or you can get Lions-Eagles, which is going to be Sunday night football. You get to pick one game that you get to just couch it uninterrupted for 4 hours of football. What's your game?
I took the $5 million, so I'm not watching the NFL anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
I want, you know, I'm going to have an eye on the Giants-Packers scores, I guess. But I want to know if the Seahawks are for real as they go to Los Angeles against the Rams. Some of the analytics are projecting Seattle as the best team in football right now, and I'm calling BS on it.
But by the DVOA metric, yeah, it's number one versus number two in this game with the Rams and Seahawks.
And I think the Rams are way better, you know, so maybe I'll be proven wrong on that one, but that has the most interest to me.
I think, to me, just because the Cowboys are playing Philadelphia the following week.
Just getting your scout's eye cooked up.
I'm watching the Lions.
Sunday night football.
Yeah.
With A.J. Brown melting down and every question at the podium for every player and coach is about A.J. Brown and his happiness. Apparently, Big Dom had to be the mediator today. It was Big Dom and the Eagles owner, Jeffrey Lurie, talking with A.J. Brown at practice. Apparently had a good conversation about A.J.'s frustration, and they all want the offense to be better. So Big Dom earning his money. But we're clearly rooting Detroit in this game. I mean, not that any Cowboys fans need another excuse to pull for them over the Eagles, but that NFC North is getting jumbled up. And what would be the worst situation is if Detroit stumbles here down the stretch and something like 10-6-1 wins it for the Green Bay Packers, and that's kind of the only way they're in the playoffs. That would be, you know, disappointing if you were just a sea hair away from possibly having a top 18 pick coming over from Green Bay. But thank you, Chief.
Yes,
sir. An edition of Football's Finest is in the books once again. It's most nights at 5 o'clock here on The Fan. We're coming back to hit the expressway, the biggest soccer in America news in a while, and what's being said about the Mavs' new interim GM and more. That's coming up next in the G-Bag of the Day here on 105 through the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Fam. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and time to hit the expressway. The expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. We're just over 6 minutes from the G-Bag of the Day, and LA Live's coming up at 5:40. The sports gambling point shaving story is evolving this afternoon in a couple of ways. We'll get to that here in just a second. I got a handful of significant stories here for you to get caught you up to speed. Mark Stein reported Michael Finley voiced the strongest opposition to the Luka Doncic deal at the time that it went down. So the question is on this Mavs leadership group, who do you trust? Should the Mavs trust Michael Finley, Brian?
Well, I'll tell you what, though. Michael Finley is, you know, the way that Steine's talking about it, he's a guy that has familiarity, former player, been in the organization, probably a guy that everybody likes, you know, has probably built friendships along the way, has seen the good, the bad. You know, there's but I'll say this. If Michael Finley is one of these guys that was for moving on from Luka Doncic, then he should not be considered the general manager of this basketball team.
Yeah.
I'll say that. And, you know, and I know that I've talked to people in the organization that paint. There's a group of people that were for the trade. And maybe those are the people that were trying to save their own jobs. You know, and hey, I'm not that type of person. That's why I'm doing radio with you guys, because I was always outspoken and, you know, and didn't close my door and didn't try and just go along with everybody else. You know, and there's some people that do that. There's some people that just say, hey, whatever you want to do, boss, we're good to go. But in fact, if we find out that he was for the Luka trade, he does not have my vote for general manager. I can't have somebody making decisions like that that's that irresponsible.
No, you shouldn't. And it's to be determined if he was just doing it to keep his job, but it is remarkable that he wasn't let go, and so many people that were loyal to Luka have been. So I think the math adds up. It's just so hard to tell. There's so many different insider reports.
Sometimes you become the guy that everybody, the person that everybody likes in the room. You're not. You're friends to everybody. You're the guy that you could go into their office and close the door and complain about what's going on in the organization, and they'll sit there and listen and nod their head and be that guy.
Michael Finley stuck around through multiple regimes of Mavs leadership. It would stand to reason that you know, getting along with what the boss wants is just smart business.
Knows how to play the game.
MLB on Fox lists the Rangers as one of the best three fits for Kyle Tucker, Pete Alonso, and Kyle Schwarber. That'd be awesome to get any of those guys. But based on today's article in the Morning News and what CY said yesterday, they would probably have to move on from some high salary players, at least one of them, to make the room for a signing of that size. The Major League Soccer Board of Governors voted to align with the international soccer calendar by shifting the regular season to a summer to spring campaign beginning in 2027. The commissioner, Dan Garber, called it one of the most important decisions in the history of the league. Aligning with the international schedule will strengthen our club's global competitiveness, create better opportunities in the transfer market, and ensure the MLS Cup playoffs take center stage without interruption. In 2027, they'll play a shortened season from February to May. So that's the only downside of this from my perspective, where an MLS Cup champion will be crowned before the league officially shifts to a summer-spring calendar then later on in that same year. I think it's a big win for FC Dallas fans because it's less games in this scorching heat.
That's what I'm saying. Is that going to be a problem? Or
I think it's amazing. I mean, the lightning threat, the sweltering
You're
heat.
You're saying they're going from summer to spring, or
move from July to March, I believe, or July to February. So you're still going to have July, August, and September to contend with. There's still going to be some hot games, but less with this alignment, and the playoffs should be significantly more comfortable. Might be perfect weather.
Okay,
14 men charged for their roles in a multi-million dollar illegal sports betting ring that involved college athletes and had links to organized crime, according to the authorities. Joseph Little Joe Perna, talk about a wise guy name, member of the Lucchese crime family, and his associates allegedly ran a nationwide network of bookmakers who use offshore websites to facilitate approximately $2 million in bets from 2022 to 2024. So not that massive, but just another point-shaving illegal gambling story coming down the pike. The attorney general in New Jersey said a number of college athletes operated sports books at the direction of the Perna organization, would not answer questions on what colleges or what sports were involved in the betting ring. NCAA is aware and is looking into the case on their end. And then the NFL sent a memo to team officials to reemphasize the league's stance on what types of wagers are permitted with its sportsbook partners, specifically calling out certain prop bets, which have come under increased scrutiny in recent weeks following indictments in Major League Baseball and the NBA. The league says it has actively engaged with both state lawmakers and regulators, as well as the sports betting partners, to limit and prohibit altogether prop bets in the NFL. But the injured players, the over-unders, they're telling everybody involved in the NFL, you are not allowed to make these kinds of wagers. I was surprised to find out some are allowed new world.
I think you basically only allowed to really play fantasy football. It seems like that's kind of the ruling, I believe.
Get on some daily fantasy action. That does sound fun. I think where this is going, Brian, agree or disagree?
Disagree.
You are going to need probably lie detector tests of every player. I don't know if this is before every game or maybe it's a couple of times a season, but this is just what we're going to find, I think, in the not too distant future is how big of a deal this could be in football. Because you have so many of the players making less than $1 million a year, and here is an opportunity. I mean, players making tens of millions of dollars are falling prey to this for 10 racks. Why wouldn't a guy on a practice squad who gets called up saying, hey, this is our one opportunity, and if I get caught, I get caught, but I'm going to make damn sure whoever I'm up against is going to have 100 yards receiving today. The over-under could be significantly less. What if it's one missed tackle gets a running back over his over-under? Like, the opportunity to impact these prop bets from a football perspective is massive.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure they will go to great lengths for this. I wonder if you can do stuff with the phones to sort of block the ability to do it. Not that there's not other ways to go about making these type of bets here. But I think the other thing, too, is just having the punishment when guys do get popped, punishment being so big that it just strikes ultimate fear into anyone considering doing it.
You're right. Maybe it'll take a couple of years with the punishments to be handed out for the players to just be like, dude, it's not worth it. They're going to catch you. There's a good chance.
Real quick, the way they could trace all these bets and stuff like that, they don't need the lie detector test. They could pop these guys for devices and stuff like that. They could look at the IP addresses and stuff, or where is this coming from? Irregularities is what another.
But we can get degrees of separation from that. I can tell a friend to tell a friend to use a sports book that's not an NFL partner. You know, we're going offshore for our bets. Maybe we're even using a bookie. Yeah. I don't know. But to your point, maybe it's not lie detectors, but it's some sort of increased regulation and tracking.
I think Eric's got the idea. If you get caught, you're banned for life.
Okay, we got LA Live coming up here in about 9 minutes. Here's Lucius in the Pimp Cup 2.0. This G-Bag of the Day.
Man, the Mafia is still out here getting busy.
They are.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. I thought the Mafia was gone.
For small amounts of money, too.
I mean, if you do it widespread, it's not small in a sense for them.
Yeah, I guess this would just be what they've found out about.
The Mafia, bro. Where's Elliot Ness at?
Yeah.
Where's J. Edgar Hoover at? Got to get the Mafia out of here. All right, this is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan, 5:30. What's up, bro?
I wonder how much legitimate business they're doing now. The mob.
Yeah.
You know, that they flipped a lot of their businesses. Now they've got little mob ties, but they're now a lot of legitimate businesses they're running too.
There is a documentary on Netflix about the mob or something like that. Mob in Philadelphia or New Jersey or whatever.
Yeah.
I gotta watch that. The mob was moving around like that still.
They were talking about they had a natural disaster that I think they went through Japan, and the Japanese mob was so organized they got aid to.
Is that the triad or is that another one?
I don't know the name of it. I don't want to say. I don't know. But
yeah, I shouldn't want to say it either.
They're so organized that they got aid to the victims faster than the government could.
I believe that.
They were that organized.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe it. All right, yeah. Every weekday on The Fan 5:30, we do G-Bag of the Day. My name is Lucius, L.A. How you doing? Our winner and champ so far is Mr. Eric Chiafalo. He started off the show yesterday. Give us some love, if you will, to Nico Harris. Wrote him a love letter.
Fortune favors the bold. So exciting things fell our way.
You, Nico Harris. Harrison. You didn't just rip our hearts out. You tossed them in a blender of betrayal. You chugged the smoothie of heartbreak, and you crapped it out. And then you urinated all over it. Your sick, selfish hatred for Fupa Fat Boy, beer-chugging superstars who drop 30-point triple-doubles in their sleep and carry teams to the finals on their big-ass backs sent us spiraling down into the sewage of the sport. And you traded our guy for an older, fatter, glass-boned big man who's played in maybe 30% of the games that you dragged him here. Defense wins championships, huh? What wins is fat, pale loaves of European bread rising to the occasion. Just ask the Nuggets. Luka was our loaf. Home baked, yeast perfected, a once in a millennium crust, the kind of talent most cities wait a lifetime to sniff. The basketball gods handed us a miracle, straight from our German goat loaf to this Slovenian masterpiece, and you wiped your hidey with it. You rubbed it in our faces, and then you jammed Anthony Davis pipe dreams and two-year windows down our throats. Windows held open with toothpicks over the most fragile roster in the league. Misfortune favors the incompetent, Nico. Ooh. A wise man once said, people are either showers or growers in this life.
Here we
go. But Nico Harrison, he's both.
Boom.
Straight bars from the chief.
Someone said, does that mean like Nico's just hung like that?
Cut off at a... What did he do? He showed his ass and then he grew.
And then he grew. Yeah. Into dumpster juice guzzling warlord, yes, I believe.
There it is.
That 04 Tuna song in the background. Have you ever worked out to that song before?
I have not.
Yeah, you should try it, bro.
Get you going?
Yeah, you might pull a muscle for sure.
You just kind of
you might hurt yourself, bro.
Overdo
pace
it.
Yourself, yeah. Da 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 da. Be like, yeah, go ahead, throw it on there. I'm gonna max out today, baby. I'm maxing out.
Beast mode. I mean, I feel strong even listening to that.
But I'm telling you, dog, it'll hype you up. All right, let's go to a Odyssey station. 97.1, the ticket in Detroit. Detroit, what up, though?
Ooh, I heard a lot about these guys over the years.
They're beating up on our guy, Gus Johnson.
Oh, no.
Polarizing figure, old Gus Johnson, apparently. Can't get too excited.
Yeah, you can't get too excited.
Football!
College!
They beat him up. Listen to this.
Can we say that maybe we need to give Gus Johnson a cup of tea or something before he makes calls?
Can we say that a network executive needs to sit him down and go, here's the deal, you putz. You're not the storyline. The game is. That was such a fake response. He didn't lose his damn voice. He faked it. He's fake. His whole existence is fake. Wow. He sits here acting like, U of D. Man, ain't nobody seen you at U of D Jesuit. Shut up, you. Guy's nothing but a charlatan. What a fake ass call. He ruins everything he touches.
He lost his voice.
No, he didn't. He's a fake.
Well, no, I think he did because every play on that drive was, oh my God!
Because he's fake.
They aren't all that great of a play.
Right, so now, when the moment is the moment, you've cried wolf so many times, none of us can be bothered. He ruined the moment. He ruins everything. What? Somebody else say something.
There's not much for me to say. You said it all.
I don't dislike him. I hate him.
Damn. Dang, dude.
Augustus Cornelius Johnson Jr. is from Detroit, Michigan.
He's from Detroit?
He is from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, Detroit. Don't eat your own like that.
Man, that is toxic.
God, that was impassioned.
Yeah.
That was a show opener.
I don't dislike him. I hate him.
Yeah, I hate him. I had to Google the word charlatan.
Yeah, that's one of them biblical words.
Yeah. Sounds like a man of a certain age. Maybe he's into his 50s, maybe early 60s or so. I'm not sure who this gentleman is.
I would never use that word. Yeah.
There's
Mike
Valenti.
Valenti.
That's Valenti. That's the star of the show.
That's Valenti.
Yes.
Mike Valenti.
Bigby used to say, did you hear what Valenti did up in Detroit today? You need to be more like this.
That's Valenti. Okay.
I said, I don't know if that's going to resonate with the audience as much as it does up there in Detroit. We're a little bit different, but yeah. I took the point. But I think there's more personality in a play-by-play call than there's ever been. And there's Tony Romo, there's RG3, and even some of the play-by-play guys are getting into it. And maybe a more traditional observer and listener isn't up for it.
I love the Gus Johnsons in the morning. He wakes me up.
It was wild when they put him on soccer. Fox tried him on soccer for a while, and it really didn't work because that's a real conversation. And you're
he can't do that. Yeah, he can't do that. He's here for the hype, baby.
Yeah.
He's the hype man. Got a woman right here that went viral for her Dallas traffic rant. Shout out to the DFW traffic.
I think everyone in Dallas needs to go to the DMV, and I think we all need to retake our driver's license test. Yeah. We all need to retake that. Like, everyone in this city is a idiot.
Yeah.
Have we never seen the color green? Are we learning a new color? Did we not know that green and arrow means you can go?
Yeah.
Look at me like I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. You're a buffoon.
I feel it though.
Yeah,
I feel it, bro. That traffic is awful out there. People are not paying attention.
That could be my internal dialogue in a Target parking lot. Anytime between now and Christmas, it's just an absolute disaster. Especially the one in Town East, getting out of that thing is a nightmare. But I you know. We moved, and now I'm on 635.
Scary.
From here to Mesquite every day. And the two longest drives of my entire 105 through the fan broadcast career, the two longest commutes I've ever made have been this week. Hour and 10 minutes to get home last night. This is 20 miles.
Yep. I'm with you, dog.
I came in today after a 50-minute drive in, going 20 miles. And it's building. I think you're gonna get some sort of an outburst from me like that here in the coming days.
I want to thank management for moving closer to my home.
That's perfect. I'm happy for you.
5.2 miles.
Broadus is getting in his 90 by 7:15.
I could jog home from here.
But I absolutely hate traffic. I loathe it. I chose to live in Sunnyvale because I was like, I can get in and out of Dallas downtown every day, twice, no problem at all. Like, at worst, it was 35 minutes. Like, that was bad traffic getting home. Now I'm facing the reality it might have doubled. I kind of left Portland in a way to get rid of the traffic there, which was twice as bad. I mean, nothing will ever save the Portland traffic, or nothing in Dallas will ever be as bad as it is up there. But yeah, I'm going to have a meltdown here pretty soon. I'm surprised I was able to keep it together up till this point.
It's awful. This is the thing I see. Student drivers. People have student driver stickers on it.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, it's a lot.
I don't remember that. I don't remember having a student driver sticker on my car.
No.
Where are you getting this?
Yeah.
And then you can't drive at the same time? You don't know where you're going? I don't know, man. It's weird out here.
Terrifying.
Yesterday's your church day. I pray you got your blessing. There's a blessing out here for you. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. It was your birthday this week, sir. I've seen that. This guy that's in charge of the church music right here got a nasty little mix. I call it Free Bands Church of Christ. Free Bands Church of Christ. Tell me if you can catch why I say that.
God, I trust in God. Hallelujah.
Oh my gosh.
Little March Madness in there, bro, at the very end of this. Hold on. You can take one more time. Rawr.
I trust in God. This will never make it real for me. Hallelujah.
I like the drop. Yeah. This guy, a radio job.
Poor guy.
All right, is it our champ Eric Chiafalo with the bars? You can watch all that on our YouTube page, Dallas Fan Cam. Is it 97.1 going after Gus Johnson, your guy Matt Valente up there? Dallas Traffic Rant or the Church of Christ Free Bars? You got my vote's for the chief, Eric. How about you?
I'm going to go with Traffic Girl. Right. Not crazy about the messenger here. I'm sure she drives like ass too, but
she included herself.
But I'm going to give it to her.
Sounds like an absolute peach. Yeah. Lucius?
Yeah. Eric.
Brian?
Eric.
Eric, please.
Eric.
By a score of 3-1. Still your G-Bag of the Day champion. Jake Ferguson had to reschedule. We'll get him back on next week here Thursdays at 5:35. Let's stay in the Pimp Cup. It's time for LA Live.
All right, let's get into a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time to smoke.
Fire up this funk and let's have a pill. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Groovy, baby.
Ladies!
I didn't know that you don't know. You have no idea who you are to a woman until you know how you're saved in her phone. Guys, we are not ready to find out how we are saved in the phone. Years ago, this is why I first had a hunch. Years ago, I was with a friend, and we were hanging out. This has to be like 12, maybe even 15 years ago. We were hanging out, and she lost her phone. So she was like, can you call it for me? And so I call it. And look, we had never been romantic, you know? And we had decided a long time ago just be friends, right? You know, and I'm calling. I'm hearing a little...
No, she farted.
And then I find it in between the couch cushions, and my name saved at her phone was Nope.
Damn.
Ouchie.
Damn, that hurts. What do you guys have your girl saved as?
I just got her name with a heart next to it.
Name with a heart. It's always been like that?
Been like that for, yep, forever.
You never changed it like when you got mad? Like, I'm taking this wifey off.
It's just oh, no. Yeah. Thumbs down. Yeah. Our college breakup, whenever I dipped into the different situation and had the weird engagement thing that fell apart, I did remove the heart off the name. And then the name got added back when we got back.
Buddy was bitter.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got you. You know,
well, I mean, you can't keep the heart.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Your phone might ring with the new work.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's the heart for? And then it messes everything
it's
up.
It's bad.
What you got yours saved as, Dawson?
Just her first and last name.
Last name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I think very, I put it in there when I first
formal.
Met her.
Your first met her, yeah. Very formal. You asked for the last name when you met her?
Well, I saw it on Facebook.
What's your last name? Well, I got to hear save. I need that last. Thank you very
middle
much.
Middle initial?
I'll give you a call.
You want to get you confused with all the others.
What you got to save as? Get you confused. What you got to save as, Broadus?
Dr. Michelle.
Okay, so nobody got my boo and all the other stuff, except for Eric's got the heart.
Got the heart in there.
I wonder what we're saved as. Do you know what you're saved as in her phone?
Yeah, I'm honey with nice. With some type of emoji.
Yeah.
We text and ask.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to figure that out.
I don't know.
Maybe you need to go home and call and find out.
Yeah, you got to find out.
Moment of truth.
I'm saved as LaPaul, my babe.
My babe.
And then when the phone rings, my face comes up, and there's also like me falling. Just a whole bunch of me's falling on the phone screen. Kind of crazy, bro. It's kind of crazy. All right, this is LA Live for Thursday, November 13th.
Yeah.
2025. It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live. Shout out to all the Tolo ladies that listen to the station. You are appreciated. 100%. I'd rather be around a bunch of ladies than a bunch of dudes. Dudes get funny on you. They get real strange on you. Start competing with you low key for no reason. You're like, damn, dog, what's going on? Ladies give you some great energy. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. What, you already got an answer there, Broadus?
No, I will have one here in a second. You're right about that. Like, if you watch football, I know myself watch football with guys. They always try and explain everything going on in the game.
They get weird on you,
they
man.
They try and they're like, well, you know, they're running that invert right there. You know, you got. I'm like.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
You really don't know what an invert is.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, fam.
But they do. They try and act like they're explaining everything in the game. And I'm just trying to make sure that the queso's not, like, rock hard.
That's why I really don't like going to games. Because you're going to have one of those guys at least within earshot. Maybe two or three.
Always explaining what's going on in the game. I'm like, I just came to watch the game, man.
We got that guy at our barbershop. He's the first chair. He talks the loudest up there.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. He's always wrong, but nobody fights him because he's always going to win this argument. He's going to win.
Mm-hmm. He's relentless. He's never going to stop. And people know, oh, this is totally wrong, but don't do it. Leave him alone. Yeah. Let him cook.
I don't like going to Super Bowl parties and stuff like that just for that reason.
Yeah.
Just because I don't know what's going on out there. You know,
I spent
part of my life doing this. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Got to wait for the tape.
Yeah.
Watch each play 10 times.
I don't even know what the tape says sometimes. I mean, I'm like, what the hell are they doing here? It's crazy.
And don't let a woman be in the room. Then they really change the dynamics of the men in there.
Oh, my God.
I
think females ask really good questions, though. I mean, it's not like, well, what's now? They like, if somebody really wants to know,
yeah.
Like, going to get another plate of food or something, like, hey, in that last series, when that happened, you know, and you're like, well, that's a good question, because you got to think of it this way.
She's rubbing his ego. Well, that's a good question.
No. You know me. I'm always saying, well, that's a great question. That's a great question. You know, I tend to say that's my crutch sometimes. Well, that's a great question. You know,
but no, that's beautiful, bro.
Yeah.
All right, let me get into this.
It's a ladies' night. Oh my God! Shout out to the ladies.
To you, baby girl.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Yeah. How about this one?
Man, they are stretching Kikuchi tonight.
Shout out to the ladies, baby. Shout out to the ladies.
That's all timer right there.
Yeah. All right, I got a PSA for you. Anyone that works in a church, loves their church, is the pastor of a church, Eric, pay attention to this one, fam.
I'm in.
Be on the lookout. There's a TikTok content creator named, oh gosh, Nicoline Monroe, I believe this is.
Okay.
She's been doing a social experiment all through the month of October, and it's really catching gas out here. She's been causing all types of heat on these streets. She's calling around to different random churches across the country.
Oh, no.
Telling them that she has a baby that needs help. The baby's starving. She doesn't know have a way to feed it. She records the phone call. If you turn her down, she's going to put you out there.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like a 43-part series where she's making churches look crazy. It's not fair, really. It's really not fair. Some churches and mosques have offered up the help, so that looks pretty good out there. But she called First Baptist Church here in Dallas.
Oh, no.
Give a little taste of that. Y'all be on the lookout for this. You don't want your church looking crazy on the timeline.
So I'm calling your church to test if they would feed a starving baby. And right now we are calling the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, to see if they would feed a starving baby.
Ooh,
that's a fake baby. She's just making a fake sound, bro. Gosh. It's crazy.
Committed.
So diabolical.
Oh my.
First Baptist Dallas, this is Sheila. May I help you?
Hi, yes. I was calling to see if y'all by chance had any, like, baby formula.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, I have a 2-month-old, and I ran out of formula last night, so she's gone all night and all day without formula. I was wanting to see if there's any way y'all could get, like, a small can of baby formula.
I'm not aware of any programs that we have like that to help you. Sorry.
Okay, hold on just 1 second while I turn off my baby, okay?
Turn off my baby.
Okay, so I'm actually conducting a social experiment to see if churches would help feed a starving baby. Hello?
Mm. So, yeah, they're looking kind of crazy in the light right now. Wow. First Baptist Church. Not fair. It's not actually fair, but there's all types of churches across the country that are firing back at this lady. We got this guy right here, Living Faith Church Center in Baton Rouge. There, Mr. I feel like he put a death threat on this girl.
And I said, we in the middle of feeding people. How you gonna do your little dirty deed? And you know, it's just the spirit of a witch. It's a witch. And my Bible says he do not allow that thing to live.
A threat.
So you have to watch when you fooling with God. I told him I have my scripture. I'm going to slip it in here this week. I didn't get a chance to share it out of Daniel chapter 5. What happened when you mess with the people of God? You taking your life into your own hand. Now, they might have a few little TikTok demons came up in here today.
TikTok demons.
Please stay for the rest of the service. Please stay.
thoughts on her social experiment, fellas?
I just don't think there's a social expectation that the church is going to have that. It's not something that we expect them to do or they do as a way of, you know, habit or programs. I mean, there's government programs for this, you know, so I get what she might be trying to do. Maybe she's trying to make a point that the church is too busy to support the young and the hungry like Jesus would do. And maybe churches could look at this as a moment to look themselves in the mirror and say, hey, if we do have somebody actually call with a hungry baby, should we have something ready, like a small kitty set to the side to go feed a baby or something like that?
That's why I'm putting the PSA out there. Be on the lookout for her. She's calling up, trolling, gaslighting you.
I think it's kind of a bad bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a bad bit for sure. And I don't even think it would be an indictment on the church itself. You know, the person answering the phone, you would like to know that they have some type of, well, hey.
It's not a clergy member. It's an office staff member,
somebody
probably,
just
right?
working there.
Yeah.
So I think if a clergy member.
Catching you off guard.
If a clergy member picked up the phone and was in that situation, because I'm getting ready to go to Sam's and buy a bunch of food. We're going to do a pantry. We're going to fill up a pantry. So we're working that way. But I think if one of the clergy picked up the phone and it wasn't maybe an office staff member, I think it would say, well, hey, bring the baby by here and we'll see what we can find or what we can do. Tell me how we can make this work. But I don't know if an office staff member is going to do that.
Yeah, it's just confusing for the lady.
Yeah.
This isn't really my wheelhouse.
Can't call shots. I can't allocate funds for you right now.
Yeah.
Freaking fake baby, bro.
Yeah, volunteer fake baby crazy. Going on. It is crazy work that she's doing right here.
I think most churches, if you showed up with a baby, they would try and help.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
I don't think any church would turn you away. Down. And, you know, I almost said a church.
That old Joel Osteen.
I don't know. Could you wipe your shoes out first, Sonny, before you come up in
that
here?
That whole thing going on with the hurricane in Houston wasn't a very good scene.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I'm not opening my church.
Nah, I don't know.
I don't know.
You guys got a lot of mud on your shoes.
817 says those government programs are currently shut down. That was a rough take, my dude. I mean, but you have food pantries.
No, we just signed a bill. We're back and go.
Yeah, we're back in the mix now.
We're back and go.
I mean, point taken. Long government shutdown. But, I mean, you mentioned the food pantry. Like our guy Skip in Sunnyvale, he's got the one in Mesquite
Skip does a tremendous job.
Sharing life.
Yeah. Absolutely. He does great work. You know?
Yeah, you can get some food. You don't have to call a church.
Yeah. Well, she's trying to.
I don't know
what her deal is here, but I've seen other ones too where they have, like, would you help a child on a bench? Like, they people sitting on a bench, and a child walks up and I'm hungry. Like the child, and they're filming, you know, and the child's like, I'm really hungry. Could you help me? And the people are like, well, hey, where's your mom and dad? They're kind of looking around. Well, wait, you sit right here, and people are, for the most part, are very helpful.
I could never turn somebody down that's hungry. We were at a remote like 2 years ago, and I'm outside, and this gal comes up to me, and she says, I have a high school basketball game in an hour, and I'm starving.
Yeah.
Could you buy me a sandwich?
Wow.
I was like, well, yes. I mean, if you're so hungry that you're coming up to strangers, let me get you two.
Michelle and I were out at dinner the other night, and a guy was sitting out front, and I bought him a spaghetti and meatballs dinner with the bread and the salad and everything. Had it to go, and just as we're walking out, I handed it to him, and just he's like, "Oh my gosh, thank you!" And I'm like, "Please, please, God bless you."
Hey, shout out to those kids that be in the shopping centers and like, "Hey man, we just need some help to raising money for our basketball squad so we can get uniforms."
Yeah,
I need a basketball.
Yeah.
Let me see you dribble, fam.
Let me see you.
You got a highlight in your phone. Let me see a highlight, bro. What are we doing, dog? Yeah. Somebody says she needs to call church's chicken. Hysterical.
No, but everybody wants to like make these overarching statement about churches. Churches make all this money and all these different things, and churches do this and that. Like you have no idea. You have no idea. Not every church is the same.
No.
There are plenty of churches that are not doing things the right
You're
way.
Absolutely right.
I would have loved to have heard the lady on the phone just take it as sort of a personal mission. Like a kid comes up to you on the bench or whatever. Like now, okay, this is now lapped upon me. Yeah. It ain't even about the church anymore. It's like, I don't have baby formula sitting right here.
But
sugar, if you're close in the Metroplex, how can I get this to you?
How can I get it to you?
Let me make this work for you. Yeah. We can do something. The lady on the other line should. should have stepped up and done like, yeah, I've never received a phone call like this before. I don't just have baby formula coming out of the woodworks here. It's not growing on trees.
Right.
But gosh dang it, if you're in my neck of the woods and you got a hungry baby, then I will. Let me figure it out. We'll do something. Let me put you on hold for a second there. And let's get this thing worked out. I would have loved to hear that. But everybody that's clowning like every church is the same, you have no clue. Yeah. When was the last time you set foot in one? When was the last time you talked to anyone that has any control at a church? When was the last time? Everybody wants to shoot shots about crap they have no idea about. Okay? So, like, you act like these churches are just flowing through money. That money is going to a lot of different places. And I would imagine even the church that got called right there is probably doing a heck of a lot of good things with the money that they are getting. So the overarching statements about churches are hilarious, dude.
Man,
from people that have no freaking clue what they're talking about.
Now, you're right. I watch most of my church on YouTube. If I walked in that thing, preacher be like, "Yeah, we've been waiting for you. Come on in, brother. Come on in. Come on up to the front. We've been waiting for you. God brought you in here today."
Yeah, and everybody, when's the last time this lady went to church? Everybody always wants to know, what is the church doing for me? What are you doing for the church? What have you done to help the body of Christ? Have you done a single thing? Have you set foot in there? Have you made your presence known at all? Have you volunteered in any possible way? Have you sent a dollar to anyone? Not even a church, just somebody else.
I agree.
How many people could you be helping right now?
I agree.
Everybody wants to take shots. Don't have a clue what's going on.
Well, you're going to be on the fan text all night talking to people.
I'd be happy to.
You're about to do it.
Happy to.
I appreciate you. Participation in that, though. We are so
It's an important subject.
It is a great subject. She's trolling. She's making, you know.
Especially getting close to the holidays here again.
Yeah, and I don't even remember what church that was, but it is not an indictment on that church.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, maybe to some small extent, if they had a conversation like, hey, we're going to get a random call sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just that lady on the other line. Like, please.
Yeah.
You want to have some common decency here. You're not just going to go mute and say, sorry, we don't do that. Yeah, Good luck to your crying baby when you're sitting there thinking that's a real crying baby.
Let me turn my baby off.
Yeah.
It's really nasty. Nasty game she's playing. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I got a whole lot of stuff for you to get to because I didn't get to it. Good. Gotta go by.
Yeah, okay, it's the G-Bag Nation. You're on 105 through the fan. We got four down, one to go, and it's time now for some Cowboys Twitter. We'll get you up to speed on everything Shoddy had to say at today's press conference, and we're back with that here in the Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.